everyone. This is Melissa, and we'll see how this goes out. This is my second attempt at recording this. This is probably going to go into two boos, but I'm hoping not more. I'm going to try and explain it in less time than I took last time when I did this. I had posted this on another audio service, and for those who did listen to that audio, I appreciate it. And I thank you. So for you guys, it's going to be kind of a review. But for those who don't listen to it, I brought it to Audio Boo because Audio Boo seems to be more popular. So I thought I would bring this thought to everyone. Most people don't agree with my religious views, and that's okay because I'm not going to discuss religion today. But I want to talk about a concept that was emailed to me about a week ago. And at first I was against it, but when my friend opened my eyes to the truth, I began to see why this could apply to me or how this could apply to me. And what this is called is the friendship ladder. Now let me explain. The friendship ladder is not a matter of, well, it can be a matter of how you measure your friends, but more importantly, it's how your friends measure you. Now, in my opinion, the reason why I was against this is because I should never have to measure my friendship with people. And, you know, I have lots of good friends. I don't put one above the other. And you're not necessarily putting one above the other in this concept. It's not a matter of how good your friends are to you, but it's how good of a friend can you be to someone else. And if you notice that you're not being a very good friend, how can you be a better friend? It's all about what we can do for others, not for ourselves, in my opinion. And let me explain the friendship ladder. When I first heard about it, I thought it was something that was just a three-step ladder. You had your acquaintances you hardly met, but you know you meet them on a regular basis. Then you have your coworkers, your family, your friends. Those are the ones you hang out with a little bit more. And then on the top step, you've got your very close friends. Well, it's sort of like that. But there are five steps to this friendship ladder. I'll go through them very quickly. Step one are the acquaintances that you hardly ever meet. They're in your town, but you run into them occasionally at the market. And you begin to build some kind of a, not necessarily a friendship with them, but you kind of build this kind of a rapport with them. They know you. You're able to strike up a good conversation. You're able to do things of that nature. The next step is step two, and that one is online chat buddies or acquaintances. Online, we call the social buddy. This is a person that you probably chat with once a day out of the comfort of your own home. This is a person that knows you more than the little acquaintance that you run into occasionally, but you wouldn't consider them your closest friend, just someone that you love talking with, that you really enjoy talking with. And again, this is going to take up another boo. Step three, I'll try and explain these three before it's over. Step three is your coworkers, some friends, some family members. These are the people that are with you more, that know your circumstances more, that are there to offer a bit more of support. These people you do see with on a daily basis, but they're face-to-face. They see your true character, and you see them, and you can open up with them a little bit more. Step four are your closest friends. These are your friends that you really, really feel that you can confide in.
0, 11.
And step five are your true friends. Now I'll explain what a true friend is in the next boo when I come back.